it just does not make sense why we haven't invested in the service and recruited enough home help assistants, throughout Donegal and indeed throughout the state. We also know that if you talk to the older people or the person with disability and their families, this is the type of care that people want, particularly in Donegal, where we have a close sense of family and community. This is the type of service we want. It's value for money. And I just, for the life of me, can't understand year in, year out, why we have these long waiting lists.
Is the root of the problem, maybe it can be argued, that there's not enough incentives in place for people to take up this kind of work? Maybe it doesn't pay well enough, and maybe, you know, that it's they're better off maybe in a hospital setting from their own point of view?
I think the issue is actually ideology. We had a recruitment embargo put in place throughout the HSE organisation for a number of years before this crisis. So we actually were refusing to employ home help assistants. That's been the big issue. And that ideology still permeates, which is basically that it's not good to recruit people into health service. And we can see through this pandemic what a disaster that type of ideology is. So we need to move away from that, particularly where it's value for money. When you know you have a service that is what the people want, what the older person or the person with disabilities wants, what their family wants, what's value for money, it is absolute madness not to get that sorted out. So, I assume that in the time ahead, this is going to change. It absolutely has to change.